The To-Do List and Other Debacles, written and read by Amy Jones. To everyone who feels lost, alone, or like they're not good enough, it's okay to feel lost. I promise you, you're not alone. And more than anything else, please know that you are enough. Saturday, the 28th of January. To-do. Put washing on. Brunch with girls. Pick up meds. Weekly reflections. Hang washing up. Pay energy bills. Or at least open them. Or at least check out prices for other energy providers. Or at least look at other providers. Yoga? To calm down after all the energy stuff? Do online shop. Make sure to get decaf tea on online shop. Do some mindful baking. Clean kitchen to calm down from the stress of mindful baking. Write mental health newsletter on coping better. Find a way to calm down the wriggling eels. Blog brownies. Chapter 1. If I had to pick an ideal time to write a to-do list, I thought, as I sat cross-legged on my bed in my pants and a bra bought 3 years earlier, when I was a few pay rises poorer and several stone lighter, this would not be it. 20 minutes before, I'd been in a hot shower, and 10 minutes ago, frantically blow-drying my hair, so now my face was sore, pink and shiny from all the heat. I was covered in a thin sheen of sweat, thanks to the heat of the blow-dryer and the stress of getting ready, and my shocking mop of badly dried, frizzy hair was sticking to the back of my neck. Yet, there I was, tapping away on the notes app on my phone. This was the cage I'd built for myself, so I might as well make the most of it. See, I live according to lists. I keep lists of books I've read, books I want to read, films I want to watch, recipes I want to make, presents I've given and presents received, potential future baby and pet names, restaurants to try, clothes I want, annual goals, and probably a few other ones I've forgotten. I should start a list, really, so that I can remember them all. The lists I cherish most are my to-do lists, little life buoys that keep me afloat. I used to imagine I'd forgotten vital things, and that I wouldn't be able to remember I'd forgotten them until it was too late and the world was falling apart around my shoulders. I would panic about the things I was supposed to do on Monday and hadn't had time for. How on earth was I going to remember to do them on Tuesday, with all of Tuesday's tasks to think about? I'd get ideas for one task or project midway through another, and completely forget about it until I was just about to fall asleep, when it had burst out in front of me, and I'd come out in a cold sweat with the stress of having forgotten it in the first place. There's so much going on in my head that one brain is not enough to keep track of it all. To-do lists made all of this nonsense better. Now, I can make neat lists of everything I have to do, from washing my hair to finishing a report on time, and even if my stupid, broken brain forgets something, my notes app will keep it safe for me. If it's on my list, I don't have to worry about it. I'm already halfway there. And, you know, there's that little rush you get when you tap the checkbox and the item disappears. A tiny little rush, a little sparkle in my chest, and I can do it whenever I want with no consequences. Some people do drugs. I add things to a to-do list just so I can tick them off. And who's having more fun, really? If Frank had told all those kids about to-do lists, the war on drugs wouldn't be necessary. Which brings us back to me, on my bed, in my pants. I was panicking about having to leave the house, which is why it was necessary for me to make a list now. I needed to feel grounded, in control, and I needed a quick win to boost me out the door. As I scanned the room wildly for something to add to the list, I spotted yesterday's jeans crumpled inside out in a corner. Yesterday's red knickers were still wrapped around the bum, like something Superman might wear on Dress Down Friday. I wrinkled my nose at myself. That's one thing I could do then. Put the washing on. What else? What else? I mentally scanned the day. Brunch with girls. Now, that could go on. I needed to pick up my medication. And that reminded me. I should do all that self-care stuff I'd been meaning to do. Yoga, mindful baking, planning ahead. And I should hang the washing up once it's finished in the machine. What else? I checked yesterday's list and felt an ice cube slide unpleasantly down my throat and melt in my chest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?